a poem about a very common experience, I think, which is getting a song lodged in your head that you don't want in there. And this happens pretty regularly. And now that after I wrote the poem, people began to tell me cures. You know, if you have something wrong with you, people will volunteer these home remedies. And so someone suggested if you, you know, it's always a pretty poor song. There's a ratio between the badness of the song and the way it sticks to your mind. And someone said that you can get rid of a bad song like that if you play a really good song, loud, you know, and repeatedly. I tried that once and I found out that it reminds the bad song of how bad it is. And the bad song just gets more intensely attached to your, it's in there longer, so that. And then someone told me about the homeopathic cure, which is you actually play the bad song, but you can see how that would quickly backfire. Someone did tell me there's a country, there's a American folk song, I think, called My Bucket's Got a Hole in It, that is supposed to destroy any song in its path. But you might end up with that in your head. At any rate, the title is More Than a Woman. You can actually fill in your own title here. And this was, this poem originally was called What's New Pussycat? And then it was called Tainted Love for a while. And I played around with the right, you know, Dancing Queen was there for a while. And I apologize if, because I know that just mentioning the titles can activate these songs. So sorry if you end up, you know, with one of these in your head in the middle of the night. But for the purposes of print, it's called More Than a Woman. Ever since I woke up today, a song has been playing uncontrollably in my head, a tape looping over the spools of the brain, a rosary in the hands of a frenetic nun, mad fan belt of a tune. It must have escaped from the radio last night on the drive home and tunneled while I slept from my ears to the center of my cortex. It is a song so cloying and vapid, I won't even bother mentioning the title. But on it plays as if I were a turntable covered with dancing children and their spooky pantomimes. As if everything I had ever learned was slowly being replaced by its slinky chords and the puffballs of its lyrics. It played while I watered the plant and continued when I brought in the mail and fanned out the letters on a table. It repeated itself when I took a walk and watched from a bridge brown leaves floating in the channels of a current. In the late afternoon, it seemed to fade, but I heard it again at the restaurant when I peered in at the lobsters lying at the bottom of an illuminated tank, which was filled to the brim with their copious tears. And now at this dark window in the middle of the night, I am beginning to think I could be listening to the music of the spheres, the sound no one ever hears, because it has been playing forever. Only the spheres are colored pool balls, and the music is oozing from a jukebox whose lights I can just make out through the clouds. So that's that.